Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lone Star Immunity Challenge number 3.
Three.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tonight, it is a specially special night because we are celebrating Valkyrie Celeste's birthday.
Yay.
Well, I guess at this point it's technically not because it's like 12:30, but
Alex extended for hours into the morning. Yes. It counts. Yeah.
Valk will do that for you.
So, tonight we are going to hear the musical stylings of Taylor Swift.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Who is so much better than Beyonce.
Oh, God. Lulu.
Hands down.
I'm going to let you finish, but we got to do this critiquing, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Not the reaction Fine. I was expecting from you. So why don't we listen to these people sing Taylor?
Yay!
Why don't we do?
I think it's kind of funny, actually, that we've had two immunities with the name Taylor.
James Taylor.
Yeah, and then Taylor Swift.
My brain isn't dead.
I thought we had a Taylor Lautner immunity. I got excited.
Yeah. Take off your shirt.
We should.
Take off your shirt.
See
and flex.
How much you look like Taylor Lautner.
And get greased
up.
Yeah.
That's the next week's immunity challenge.
Yeah.
Audio flexing.
All
right, we're going to start now. Up first, we Snow Fender.
Aw, isn't this song just the cutest? It's dedicated to all the boys who aren't assholes, because we need more of them. And to my friend crush, who isn't an asshole, but still doesn't know that you belong with me, my friend crush. You belong with me.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting, all there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince, and I'll be the princess. It's a love story. Dead if they knew, so close your eyes. Escape us down for a little while. Cause you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter. And my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. But you were everything to me. I was begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can. I'll be waiting, all there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince, and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Romeo, save me, to try to tell me how to feel. This love is difficult, but it's a real. Don't be afraid, we'll make it out of this mess. It's a love story, baby, just say. Romeo, save me, I've been feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. As this in my head, I don't know what to. you'll never have to be alone. I love you and that's all I really know. I talk to your dad, go pick out a white dress. It's a love story, baby, just stay, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Cause we were both young when I first saw you.
Snow Fender.
Snow Fender.
Oh, Fender of Snows.
Oh. This was a really good song choice for you. Yeah.
First love story of the
it
night.
Was.
How many will we get?
Hopefully
we'll
just
get
this one.
Three more.
Actually, I don't like this song right now, but I thought this was such a good choice for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yay.
I loved your energy. You were really cute on this. It was mm-hmm. Your voice sounded adorable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought like the choruses lost a little bit of the energy, but then it picked up again during the verses.
Yeah. Because I know in the music, usually the chorus gets louder for that song. So we lost your voice a little bit.
Yeah, the music was definitely like I was thinking about that when you initially asked that.
Yeah.
I also, the Juliet, I had in quotation marks, sketch. So that must have been a little sketch.
Oh, yeah,
for
was
me.
That the at the end, I think? No? I don't remember.
No, like at the beginning. Stay away from
Juliet.
Oh,
yeah, that.
That one.
Yeah.
That was a little sketch for me. But, like, other than that, I really liked your talking at the beginning. Oh, I was laughing so hard. I was like, Snow Fender.
I know.
It was really funny.
That was weird. Overall, this was
just very funny and very cute.
I think you could have, like, climbed a little more emotionally towards the end of the song. Like, because it kind of gets more intense because she's like, oh my god, Romeo's gonna marry me. I'm so excited because I'm Taylor Swift and I'm blonde. Look at my guitar. So more of that sort of energy. Instead, it was kind of like normal Taylor Swift happy.
Like,
throughout.
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Swift with my guitar.
Yeah, look at
but
me.
I'm not getting married.
Yeah. Aww.
Sob.
So, yeah. But I liked it.
Me too.
Yes, I liked this a lot.
Me too.
Good job, Snow Fender.
Yep.
I'm done. Up next we have Jeffers.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down, he says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was walking up the front porch steps after everything that day had gone all wrong, had been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed, I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I've heard every album, listened to the radio, waited for something to come along that was as good as our song. Our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on his window when we're on the phone, and he talks real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way he laughs, the first date man didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. I grabbed a pen and an old napkin and I wrote down our song.
Jeffers.
Oh man.
Jeffers.
Okay, so someone else start. I just said that.
Oh. No, you start. No direction. Lulu. You start, Lulu.
I can start, I guess.
Ooh, Val can start.
Yeah. All right. Of course, this was cute. I thought, like, the energy was good and it built well from the verse to the chorus. Like, it wasn't, like, great energy-wise, but it wasn't, like, bad energy-wise. It was kind of, like, in the middle.
Yeah, this was not my favorite Jeffers cover.
Yeah.
I've heard you do better, Jeffers.
I thought some of the notes were a little low for you, but it wasn't, like, that noticeable.
Yeah. Like, the song didn't really go anywhere, so it was kind of not that interesting to listen to. It was very cute, as usual, but I think I want to hear you do something not so cute.
Do something
But don't sing it cutely. Like, do
rage.
Something... Yeah, do something rageful.
Rage.
Rage.
I don't know, do some other type of characteristic that isn't happy and cute. But don't sing it in a happy and cute way.
You have to be a raging teddy bear on fire that rides around on a bicycle, like, or something.
On fire. Okay. Set yourself on fire, Jeffers, and then sing some more.
Did he say, like, our song is a slimy screen door at some point? Or was I, like, hearing things?
Sliding screen
sliding,
door.
Yes, sliding, yes. Sliding.
Sounds like he said slimy.
Yeah, the way he pronounces things, it gets me sometimes because... Is it just me or does he sound like Rod from Avenue Q sometimes?
I can vaguely hear that.
When he says again, he says again. Like, say it again. I'm like, oh, why...
I can definitely hear that.
Yeah.
Well, he did do the Avenue the Rod song on
Yeah.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Don't do that voice if you're not doing Rod, though, Jeffers.
Yeah, Jeffers.
I think that might be your way of trying to add more personality into, like, the longer notes or some of the cheekier lyrics, but you have enough personality in your just, like, in a normal voice, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I agree. I thought...
Then he's gonna be like, this is my normal voice. I'm gonna be like,
I liked that you sounded like you were smiling the whole time, though.
Yeah, he sounds so happy. All the time.
He likes slimy screen door.
He loves them slimy screen doors.
Then they're slimy screen doors.
He just rides around in the slime in ecstasy.
On fire.
On fire.
Oh, yeah.
This is Jeffers.
Jeffers. All right, I'm done.
Me too.
Me too.
Up next is Turtle.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down, he says, baby, is something wrong? I say, nothing.
sing. I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date man I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was walking up the front porch steps after everything that day had gone all wrong, had been trampled on and thrown and lost away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the bruises and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date man I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. Something to come along that was good as our song. Cause our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on his window. When we're on the phone and he talks real slow, cause it's late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he laughs, the first date man I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, oh, I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. Play it again. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. I grabbed a pen and an old napkin and I wrote down our song.
Turtle!
Yeah.
The same song.
The same.
In a row.
I don't like to compare, but I kind of liked this one more.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Though Jeffers was more adorable.
Jeffers was, I don't know, though. Turtle was pretty.
I don't know.
He was pretty cute. Yeah, it's true.
And, like,
Turtle is a plushy turtle. They're, like, versus a plushy turtle.
They're, like, the cute little pair going on there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. See, for me, this was, like, bouncier, and she had, like, more energy.
Yeah, she had more variations.
Yeah, I think she had a lot more energy. Yeah.
It wasn't, like, the same level of cute.
And her harmonies were really good, too.
Yeah, I liked her harmony.
There was
a couple
of pitchy moments for me. I didn't write down specific moments. But, like, overall, this was a really good song choice for you. Turtle, I've said this before to you, I think, on this show. Briefly, a few times. But, like, seriously, the songs that you've been picking on this show have been some of my favorite things you've done. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Like, I just really like the songs that you've picked for this show.
You should, like, just heard you on Sing It
and stuff. And, like, not that you're, like, bad on singing and performing, not that I don't like those songs. It's just something about the song choices you have made with these are just fantastic to me.
It's because it's
our
work show,
so well.
Basically.
Yeah. Yep.
You're welcome,
I'm
Turtle. You're welcome.
I'm convinced that that lyric is slimy screen door, though, because she said it, too. And then she took the old man's pen and wrote down her song at the end.
Maybe they're at the same lyric website, and it's wrong.
For both of them. That's, like, possible. Slimy.
Turtle also said again in a weird way. Maybe that's in the lyric.
Yeah,
that's like the
maybe,
stage
like,
direction.
Maybe...
Say this strangely. in the most...
I'm trying to, like, remember. Well,
if they, like, listen to the song and Taylor's like, again, maybe. Then, like,
oh, this is our first Southern accent yeah. of the night, I think. That I heard.
Was it?
She had a oh, really? Bit going
yeah, yeah, that's true, actually.
Again.
Yay.
But yeah, this was. Again. Right now, I think this was probably my favorite of the night. Yeah.
I loved when she went on Me his too. A window. I don't remember how it yeah. went, but it was really cute.
Oh, yeah, that was. I liked that. It was cute.
This was just really cute overall.
You're adorable. Stop that.
Dorbs.
Dorbs.
Okay, I'm done.
Me too.
Me too.
Up next is Aura J.
Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see what I want. I need and everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without. Drew talks to me. I laugh 'cause it's just so funny. I can't even see anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love, he's finally got it right. I wonder if he knows he's all I think about at night. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why. Tell that I can't breathe. There he goes, so perfectly. The kind of flawless I wish I could be. She better hold him tight, give him all her love. Look in those beautiful eyes and know she's lucky, 'cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. So I drive home alone as I turn out the light. I'll put his picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only one who's got enough of me to break my heart. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. He's the time taken up, but there's never enough. And he's all that I need to fall into. Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he don't see.
Aura J.
Yeah. Like, you wished me happy birthday in the email, so it's like autoimmunity. Maybe.
Auto, yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
already.
Val, you can't be awarding people immunity just because they say happy birthday to you.
But fine, but she'll can. Get like. Yeah. She'll just get like, I don't know, a brownie point. A cheesecake
or
point.
A brownie.
There you go.
A brownie. Virtual brownie. Virtual brownie point.
Yeah.
Alright, well. I went first on the last one, so.
So. No.
So, like, somebody else should go first, as in me.
Was this in the right, I don't know, pitch, key? I don't. remember it being like that.
I've never heard the song before, but it didn't sound like it. Like, the first line sounded like it was off completely.
Yeah, it was.
The first line.
It took me... I got really confused after, like, a few seconds in because I couldn't tell what the original was supposed to sound like anymore.
Yeah, it kept slipping in and out of pitch for me. It was like...
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, like, the first one was like... I just itch my ear, and I know it's going to sound weird on the recording, and it's just going to sound...
No, I didn't hear anything, actually.
Oh, good. Okay, well, maybe it won't. But anyway.
Let's talk about your rashy ear, Rochelle.
No.
I want to hear about this.
No, I'm not going to... No, I just said it was itchy. Like, the inside of it was itchy. I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
But I just felt bad, because, like, if people are listening to this, and then, like, there's, like, this weird, like, noise or something. I don't want people...
No, there isn't.
Okay. Yeah, it kept going in and out of pitch for me. The first line was, like, really off pitch, and so then I was like, oh gosh. But then you fixed it, but then you went out again, and then you fixed it, and then you went out again. So it was kind of, like, in and out.
And, like, the last note in, like, every bridge before the chorus sounded, like, really pitchy, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think... The thing that really bothered me the most was that from your verse to your chorus, the change in music was very distinct. Like, you were like, it was like, the verse music, so like just that guitar, and then it would go into like this like more intense swell of music, but your vocals and your vocal energy didn't change at all. Like, it was just one level. Like, you went from, like, level one, like, your level one, which is, like, your verse singing voice, to level two. And, like, that's your chorus singing voice. This does not make any sense. But
I thought there was decent energy overall, but, yeah, it needed to have
no, like, levels. In the verses, I was super into her energy.
Yeah.
I really liked her energy on the verses. Like,
there.
Yeah, it was just... It was... And, like, even towards the end of the chorus, I liked it. It was just that initial transition from verse to chorus that was flat for me.
It was. If we could plot your energy on a line graph, it would have a slope of zero. I'm also using my physics notebook for my... singing thing notes, so I have many graphs on here.
So it has a little graph thingy
for me to illustrate certain things.
Let's make level energy graphs from now on.
Yes.
They'll get to know.
To see how people do energy wise. Okay.
We're so cool right now, guys.
I know.
That everyone wishes they were us.
I wish I wasn't
to
so
hang
tired.
Out at our lunch table.
Exactly.
I'll sign all of your yearbooks. I swear.
Yay.
Because I'm cool like that.
Totally bleeding right now.
What?
I'm bleeding.
Why? Is it from the ear?
No.
Is it from your new bra?
Lulu, we're not supposed to bring up the bra. In the
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Rochelle doesn't have any bras.
Shut up. I have bras. I wear...
But none of them are new. They're all, like, 10 years old. She doesn't like to talk about them.
We're done.
I'm sorry, Rochelle. We're done.